Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir, it is. You're listening to the Fan After Dark. Blake, Freddie D, who will not be making a trip to Kansas this Friday, so we will have him this Friday, and Khaki Kevin Walker here on a treacherous Tuesday, but not
it's
treacherous
Monday.
For your Dallas.
It's Monday.
I keep saying Tuesday.
I'm not really sure why you keep thinking it's Tuesday.
Well, because the Cowboys, the last three times we've come in on a Tuesday. So.
Well, during the bye week, we came in on Monday.
Okay. And let me have that. Well, technically, during the bye week.
I'm sorry, Mr. Statkini. I'm just trying to keep you honest.
We had a couple people say they liked the name. So,
No, I love the name. The music was terrible, but I love the name.
Oh, okay, we try out some new music. You got it ready, Kevin? Okay, here's the new music. Tell me if you like this one any better. Does it feel like you're on the beach with a pina colada just reading some stats by the Fan After Dark? Can you imagine being in Cancun? I mean, ice cold pina colada with fresh pineapples in it. You got one AirPod in. You got the breeze hitting your nose, and you just hear Fred and Blake, Statkini time. Mm. You hear stats flowing through
as long
one
as there's some
the
ladies walking by in some bikinis,
see,
and maybe
now
we
you're
can
distracted.
Share those stats with.
See, now you're distracted. Now maybe, you're not listening
maybe,
to Fans of Dark.
I'll educate her on some stats.
Hey, Fred's giving some good stuff right here.
Hey.
36-9 versus NFC East.
Let's bring that bikini on over here and get some real stats in you, huh?
Wow, Fred, really?
I'm sorry, what?
Really? That was what you had to say about that? I was trying to paint a nice, happy picture.
That's a nice, happy picture to me.
What do you think about the music?
Yeah, what do you think about the music?
That's fantastic.
Be honest. We're trying to trial it. If you don't like it, we're not going to run with
it. I think we could try a couple different more tunes.
How would you rate it out of 10?
5.
Okay. I want the Tolos, when they listen, to feel like they're on the beach and they're getting stats fed to them. That's the goal of the music.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't feel like that, then we'll keep trialing music.
I mean, I would definitely give. I think we can try some different music throughout the course
Kevin
of the week.
Give Kevin something to run then. He'll find it.
I mean, it starts and ends with Jimmy Buffett, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, the song you gave wasn't great.
I mean, it was Monday.
I get it.
Yeah.
But
you hear it at the beach.
I play it. It did not give happy beach vibes. I understand.
What did
Jimmy
that
Buffett.
Just give?
Okay.
By the way, that was straight from Lilo and Stitch.
That was from Lilo and Stitch. Which Fred has probably never even heard of in his life.
No, he's heard of
Lilo and Stitch, but...
Okay, what Jimmy Buffett do you want?
Jimmy Buffett, do come Monday.
See, he had me play this, Kevin, and it wasn't good for an instrumental for this segment, but we can play it. If the Tolos love it, that's all that matters. Take my opinion out of it. I don't care. I want what the Tolos want. Speaking of what the Tolos want...
Or Margaritaville.
Margaritaville was a little bit better. Speaking of what the Tolos want, they want an update. See, this feels like it's like Christmas. I feel like I'm on a beach.
The instrumental, I was thinking more of like the lyrics and everything else.
What the lyrics are blaring over us while we're giving stats?
Well, and then I don't expect them to play it at like a 10, but we're just workshopping here.
We're on the same page, right, Kevin? You played it and you're like, I'm glad me and Kevin are on the same
page. It's not a bad song. It's not a bad song. I honestly, I've never paid that close of attention to the instrumental.
Like it's just... It sounds like we're at what's it called? What's the mall where they do the Gaylord? It sounds like we're walking through the Gaylord and there's trains going by and it's like Christmas and we can barely hear the music.
I mean, if this doesn't scream, let's go grab a pina colada and start dancing while we got some stats
too slow
being beamed in the background.
What if we got invited to like a vacation?
Play Margaritaville.
Like a vacation resort,
yeah.
Me and you,
yeah.
And we're just like people are trying to relax,
yeah.
And we're like the on beach entertainment.
No, they
but we're just
us.
Giving like cowboys.
They hate us. Now, how about this?
How about this? I know Margaritaville.
You can't go wrong with Margaritaville.
R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett.
I mean, if the Tolos like it, that's all that matters. So I need their opinion. 877-881-1053 because it's all the same to me. I'm just gonna
play the thong song by Cisco.
Is it?
You do wear thongs to the bikini, or you know, thongs are part of a bikini for some. I mean, I've seen your.
Okay,
Instagram.
Give me 1 second. I have a late submission. 1 second.
He said he's got a late submission. Okay, while he's figuring that out, the Dallas Mavericks are playing against the Miami Heat. Tyler Hero's first game back. Who do you think is the leading scorer for the Miami Heat? Then we'll get to the Mavericks with 15 points and 11 rebounds.
Bam.
Bam, 10 points, 2 rebounds.
I know Wiggins is out, isn't he?
I think Wiggins is out,
and I think Norman Powell's out.
That is a true statement, both of those guys. Left hip flexor for Wiggins, left groin for Powell.
It's not Tyler Hero, is it?
Tyler Hero is second with 12 points. First game back, he's hit he's 6 of 10 from the field. Another player that I said is dating my friend. 15 points, 12 rebounds.
Oh, you told me who this guy was. I don't remember what you said his name
Khalil
was.
Ware.
But okay.
He's got a 15 for the Miami Heat. For your Dallas Mavericks, they have three gentlemen in double digits. Who are those three gentlemen?
Cooper?
Incorrect. Cooper, 6 points.
Najee?
Incorrect. Najee, 7.
Klay?
PJ?
Incorrect. Klay, 5. PJ leading the team in scoring with 13 points.
B-Dub.
B-Dub, 10 points. One other player has 10 points.
Max Christie.
There you go. Max, Brandon Williams with 10.
Who, if Trevor, if you're listening, is actually a member of the Dallas Mavericks. So I heard you guys struggle bust through a Mavericks segment on Friday without me.
I promise to get better from here on out.
Well, you know, look, that's the beauty of the night show is, you know, we lean on you guys for our hockey stuff. And so, you know, we try to learn some people up.
Some of us know who's in that.
Okay.
Shots fired. Trevor, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. Who's TSN tonight, by the way? Do we know?
Jet Nelson's back.
Jet Nelson.
Okay. Caleb Martin and D'Angelo Russell, 14 minutes combined. What is their stat line combined?
Caleb and who else? D'Angelo?
Yes, sir.
Because D'Angelo's been sick, hadn't he?
He was sick last game.
Because he missed what? Friday and Saturday's game, didn't he?
He only missed one. Only missed one game. You can have him out, Kevin.
I'm going to say 7 combined points.
Wrong.
None.
There you go. How many rebounds?
1.
2 combined. How many assists?
1.
Incorrect.
3.
Incorrect.
None.
Incorrect.
2.
There you go.
One apiece?
Both from D'Angelo.
Those are stellar stats.
1 rebound for D'Angelo Russell, 2 assists, and 1 rebound for Caleb Martin. 0 points combined. Caleb Martin, 0 shots. D'Angelo, 0 of 3.
What's Dwight Powell doing?
Dwight Powell's got 5 minutes, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Moussa Cisse, 5 minutes, no points, 1 rebound.
Okay.
Minus 11.
Okay.
But like I said, the Mavericks lost to the Grizzlies the other day. We got the Klay Thompson, yes? Okay, so the Mavericks lost to the Grizzlies the other day. Ja Morant still not playing he's hurt, I think,
whatever,
right now. It's always a different reason why he's not on the court. And after the Grizzlies get the dub over the Mavericks, Ja Morant walks straight up to Klay Thompson, starts pointing a finger in his face, saying some words that...
Calls him a bum.
Yeah, calls him some not nice words. Klay Thompson immediately fires back, actually slaps the coach's head in front of him.
He's
asked post-game by all the various reporters, and let's listen to the nice words that our boy Klay Thompson had to say about Ja Morant.
And then with Ja, he's a funny guy. He has a lot to say all the time, especially for a guy who rarely takes accountability. You know what? That's for another day.
What did Ja have to say?
Wait, pause. I love Tim. Tim McMahon. What did John?
What did he say? Go ahead and pull the curtain back a little bit. So he's going to take accountability.
I love Clay. How he's like.
Oh, because Clay's waiting for it.
Yeah, like Clay's. He doesn't want to answer
those
questions.
Since you asked me, I wasn't going to say anything. But since you went ahead and asked,
I guess you asked me.
I'll go ahead and volunteer that information.
All right, continue.
Nothing of intelligent depth. It's really just his just running his mouth, and he's been running his mouth for a long time. And it's funny to run your mouth when you're on the bench. It's kind of the story of his career so far, just leaving us wanting more. You know, we all want to see him out there and do his best.
How he's building him up,
little compliment sandwich.
Letting a lot of other stuff get in the way of that. We need that in the NBA. We need our best players to be out there. And when you're a star, it comes with a great responsibility. And I hate to see that go to waste.
That was such a little brother.
What a backhanded slap across the face. But you know what?
That was the most respectful diss I've ever heard.
CA and I talked about this yesterday. And Twitter went off, and some idiot named Coach Vaughn, who's gone viral because he's an idiot, and this poor bastard's a basketball coach, and I can only imagine what if his basketball coaching skills are anything like his hot take. God, I feel bad for those kids. When you try to say that Ja Morant is a bigger star than Klay Thompson, I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear anything you have to say about basketball ever again.
He's not
like Klay Thompson.
Let's fast forward 10 years from now. Who are people going to remember?
Klay Thompson.
I mean, four-time champion, part of one of the greatest teams ever, top 10 3-point percentage, all the various records, 37 and a quarter, 60 and three quarters.
Like
John Morant's had some highlight plays, don't get me wrong, but I mean, we're already forgetting about him now. We're in present time
about him now, and he's still supposed to be entering his prime. At least, say what you want about Klay Thompson. He came back from that Achilles injury a few years ago. Look, has he fallen off from what he was? He's also 35, 36 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, let's not pretend that you're getting prime Klay from a decade ago. Can he be a little mercurial at times? 100%. All right, but. It was a rough year last year. He still, he was a good soldier. You didn't hear anything out of him. I'll tell you what, for as lopsided and as maligned as this season's been, I think Klay Thompson has been a pretty good soldier. And again, you don't bring, he's not the defender he used to be. He's not the scorer he used to be, all right? But Klay Thompson is still a good NBA basketball player and is far more accomplished than Ja Morant will ever be.
Yeah, Ja, Bro, Ja, if you're going to do that, you got to be putting up Cade Cunningham numbers. You got to be on a 14-game winning streak.
At least be on the court.
Yeah.
Okay, at least MVP numbers.
You're in a jumpsuit out, and the last three seasons, you haven't played a full season. You cannot be talking smack like that. Like, and you're not contributing to the team winning right now. And your team's also just as bad as the Mavericks right now.
And take this for what it's worth. You've never heard a peep from Klay off the court. All right? One of the things we love about LeBron James, I will give LeBron this all day, every day, for as ballyhooed as he's been over the course of his 21-year NBA career.
What a comment, ballyhooed.
We've never heard, other than just, internet speculation, he's never had any controversies or scandals off the court. Mm-hmm. Klay Thompson comes in, plays his basketball, goes on his boat, dates Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, this is the most we've ever heard of Klay in the offseason with Megan Thee Stallion. All right, over the course of his entire, back when he was putting up numbers back in Golden State, you never heard a peep out of him other than some, him on his boat out in the bay. Mm-hmm. What's Ja's claim to fame? Being a fake thug gangster.
Yeah.
All right, on IG. I mean, that's Ja's claim to fame.
Yeah.
So,
give you some Cowboys stats real quick?
More stat keenies?
Mm-hmm.
More stat keenies?
This one is uber interesting.
I'm more of a one piece guy myself.
Are you?
I like to leave a little of the imagination.
I would actually disagree that the one piece leaves a little bit to the imagination. The one piece is nowadays almost to show more.
Well, maybe from the backside.
Yeah. I feel like you can be a little bit more covered up in the two pieces nowadays.
Are you tripping?
Bro, the one pieces are like, they're pretty provocative nowadays. Like, if you wear a one piece as a girl, you're almost trying to show more.
You got to remember, I'm from the Cindy Crawford era.
When was the last time you were at a place where bikinis were present?
World Springs.
Okay, was there one piece or two pieces?
There was both.
Look, I'm telling you right now.
Wrong answer. I should have said I've seen none.
If y'all haven't been to World Springs, do it.
You can't follow it up with the bikini spot.
What do you mean? Why can't you? Well, I don't understand. You asked me when was the last time I saw a bikini. I told you when I went to World Springs.
I thought you were going to be like, you know, family vacation, something wholesome. You're like, World Springs, you boys need to go.
You do need to go. Look, I told you back when you were dating old girl, you need to take her.
I'm not disagreeing.
Khaki Kev, take your little boo thing to work. No, but aside from all that, no, I'm being serious here. Seriously. The pools are therapeutic.
Mm.
I'm being dead serious here, man. I'm telling you. You will feel better after you leave.
I'm sure you felt better after you left. Uh-oh. Yeah.
It's not a damn nudist resort, for crying out loud.
Nobody said it was. Let me give some Cowboys numbers.
World Springs.
I've got a pool in my apartment. I'm all right. I'll save myself some money.
Okay. The Dallas Cowboys had 19 pressures in yesterday's game.
Yeah.
Five of them came from
From who?
What do you mean?
I said, no, you said five pressures. I said, came from who?
No, I'm about to get. Yeah,
no.
I'm about to get. To
I'm just jumping the gun.
Yeah,
I'm just jumping the gun.
Okay, I'm gonna start over. The Cowboys had 19 pressures against the Eagles yesterday. Five of them came from when they used five man fronts.
Oh, nope. I see what you did there. Were you surprised that the Eagles said that they weren't expecting that?
They didn't realize what kind of game plan were they doing? They kind of sprinkled in versus the Raiders. I think they did it like 10, 11 times.
Yeah.
This time they ended up deploying it a lot more. They deployed it what's it called? A total of 19 times, like I said. The most effective, they ran this unit seven times. Five defensive linemen, two linebackers, four defensive backs. Okay? So that's deployment one of the five down linemen. Deployment two was five defensive linemen, one linebacker, five defensive backs, a.k.a. the nickel package.
Yeah.
Out of five defensive linemen. So before I give you the numbers, which one do you prefer more, the extra linebacker or the extra defensive back? Both have five defensive linemen.
I would say the extra linebacker, and I heard Woolley talking about it today during G-Bag. I think, and look, I love Kenneth Murray. I thought, you know, look, he's been solid. I don't want to say he led the linebackers in snap counts yesterday.
By a pretty good margin, too.
It was like six or seven, I think it was. Yeah. But I think part of that is they're easing Logan Wilson in, and they're easing Overshown in, who I thought he had a better game yesterday. I mean, obviously, you caught up with him yesterday. We'll hear from that later on in the program as well. I like the 5-2 and then 4. Now, I don't know that you'll be able to do that necessarily. You'll be able to keep that going moving forward.
So they ran the 5-2-4 seven times. They ran the 5-1-5 12 times. In the 5-2-4, five defensive linemen, two linebackers, four defensive backs, they allowed a total of 31 yards. That's 4.4 yards per play. In the nickel version, this was 12 plays, the 5-1-5, they allowed 108 yards, 9 yards per play. And like I said, they were able to get home on five of the 19 pressures were in five defensive line sets.
Yeah.
So I think you're seeing that you're kind of finding something with that little 5-2-4 situation where you have – most of the times it was out there, it was like Kenneth Murray and Overshown, or Logan Wilson and Overshown. And then you had Quinnen, Osa, and Kenny Clark. Like, because we were saying, how are you going to rotate them? How are you going to get all those? Like, well, somebody was going to deploy all three.
Hell with it, you know? And that's a good problem to have. And I think it goes to show.
And 19's a lot. 19 snaps is a lot for that. So I like how it's not just three or four times just on the goal line. Like, they're deploying that. I think it was a big third down call at midfield, like third and two, and you saw it out there. And that was when they ended up causing the fumble. When they had a fumble, it was a five defensive lineman set. I like how Eberflus realized, just doing what I was doing at the beginning of season wasn't working. Obviously, we got new players in here.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think implementation. The personnel.
So I've really enjoyed the five down lineman setups, if you will.
You know the one guy who I don't think we've given near enough credit for being back either? You ready? Name him.
Being back. Donovan Wilson.
No.
Malik Hooker.
Go ahead and ring the bell. Oh, you know what? You know what? It just dawned on me. Who was that? Was it you? You were on Thursday, right?
Yes.
You remember what he said about the bell on Thursday?
Yeah, he took your bell away.
And you know why? And what was the rule for when I would get it back, or what was the parameters around whether I could get it back or not?
I think he said
Chiefs would win or not. Boom,
yeah,
done. You're taking too long. Are you okay today?
I'm good.
You feel like you and Abby keep you up at night or what? What's going on here?
No, that's
just go ahead and say
it.
Yes. Go ahead and say yes. That's a better answer.
Nope, that's not it.
You don't have your fastball today. What's going on? You look a little disheveled back there.
We're fine.
Okay.
We're rocking and rolling.
All right, just making sure.
We're Jimmy and Buffetting
over here.
Rocking and rolling.
Yes, that's right. My boys did win yesterday, so I do get the bell back for that reason.
Barely. It took overtime.
Hey, look, doesn't matter. A win's a win, people. A win's a win.
You should have seen how nervous Fred was when he picked me up. He was pissed,
I was mad, nervous. I was not happy. You didn't even say. You should have seen the text message going back and forth between me and my cousin. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. I was not a happy camper yesterday. That being said, let's put some respect on Malik Hooker's name. Malik Hooker... He's an Eberflus guy. He's played in this defense before. You only got to see him for a couple games before he hurt his toe, right? And I don't think it's a coincidence. Yes, and rightfully so. We give love to Quinnen Williams. He's been a monster. Logan Wilson. Logan only played 24 snaps yesterday. But Malik Hooker, I think he played, 40-some-odd snaps or whatever it was. Him and Donovan Wilson, I think, led all the defensive backs in the secondary as far as snap count was concerned. But number 28 continues to be a menace in that defensive backfield, and they're going to need more of him on Thursday. Okay, let's do a little bit of locker room conversation. Myself and Mr. Blake Elliott, we caught up with a handful of folks yesterday in the locker room. We caught up with Osa. We caught up with DeMarvian. We caught up with Logan Wilson.
Tyler Smith.
We caught up with Tyler Smith. Smith, Savone Revel clowned me yesterday in the locker room. I tell you what, first of all, grade A human being. What a kid. And I can say that because, hell, I've got kids older than him, actually. But I'll tell you what, say what you want about this and say what you want about this previous draft classes and how we've had some hits and a lot of misses. You might have these last two draft classes are starting to shape up and look like, okay, you've got some diamonds in the rough here. Let's talk to who do we want to go to in this next segment?
We'll go to all of them.
I don't think we're going to be able to get to all of them.
Well, not if we don't go to break.
I've got two or three of them that are like 5 minutes long. So, you know how we do. Tell you what, here's the deal. We've got Revel, we've got Tyler Smith, and we've got Osa. And DeMarvian Overshone. We'll definitely play those four coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Love you, the fan.
All right, maybe we got to call out the Tolos. I think maybe we got to call them out because first segment, jumping. Second segment, jumping. Ever since then, they've been a little quiet. This is a Cowboys dub on a huge day. And we're a little too quiet.
All right,
we're a little too quiet on the text line right now. I need to hear what the Tolos and the Fatties are feeling after this Cowboys dub. You got the Mavericks playing right now. You got Luka saying that he's happy the Cowboys got the dub. 877-881-1053. Let us hear you. Let us hear what you're thinking after this dub. I feed off of your guys' energy. So when you're hype, we are hype
now,
here on
fairness,
the Fan After Dark.
In fairness to them.
Don't say it's a good Thursday night football game because it's an average.
Well, because it's, it's not a good Thursday night game because it's Monday night. And
it's not Thanksgiving.
It's Monday. 49ers and Carolina. And this is, for
for Cowboy fans, they have a rooting interest
watch
in this
it on
game.
Mute. Watch okay? it on mute.
So, look, I'm not saying they shouldn't.
Actually, no, turn
right?
it off.
But I'm just telling you
turn it off.
Right now
turn
that,
on the Dallas fan cam.
You know, look, that's one
we,
of the
we
things.
We are primetime TV, not the game, Fred.
I don't dispute nor disagree with anything you just said, but I'm also a realist.
I'm not.
And I know folks like to watch their football.
Well, we're better than football. Mm. I believe that.
I don't disagree with that one bit. All right, speaking of better than football, why don't you go ahead and set up your DeMarvian Overshone interview?
Overshone was being talked to by Todd Archer. I then walked in, so I think the first couple seconds you'll hear him answering a Todd Archer question. I don't know what Todd asked him because I was just came from
I'm
interviewing
sure something good.
Jerry Jones, and then you'll hear me say, Overshone, what's up, man? Let's get into some questions. No, I literally say Overshone. I'm like, I don't know why I called
just,
him by his last
play.
Name.
Just let him play it. Just let him play it. Let's let it happen organically.
You just so said we, set it up.
I didn't mean for you to do play-by-play what the interview did.
Well, if I don't set it up, it's just going to jump into the middle.
Of you asking the question.
No, I don't think it starts there. I mean, if it plays straight from how I sent it to them,
yeah.
It's going to start with DeMar and Overshone just answering someone else's question.
That's all right.
So let's listen right, to
I got
it.
Faith in you.
It's in the middle of an answer.
See?
Get off the field. And we got to do that, you know, with 100% effort, energy, and passion, no matter what the score is. So and I feel like that's what we've done a great job at that. Matter of fact, Tyler Booker, earlier in the team meeting, he talked about capturing the momentum. And I think once we got, you know, one of those three and outs, you know, coming out the half, we knew, okay, we got him right where we want.
He said that when Tyler said last night?
A couple days ago. He was just like capturing the momentum, man. I feel like that's what we did.
What can a win like this do, knowing you got two more games and 12 more days or whatever the heck it is, right?
You know, it's always fun when you win. You know, everybody's smiling. You actually want to be in the building, you know. So I know we all going to enjoy this one tonight, but we know we got another one here in a couple of days. So the next one don't mean nothing.
He said you actually want to be in the building. That was a comment that when he said it at first, it kind of caught me. You read into that at all? He said, guys actually want to be in the building. If not, we can keep playing it, but it just caught my ear.
I don't read into it too much. I think it's it when you're losing games the way they have. And look, you know, you mentioned this in the first segment, all right? I mean, it's been a rough last couple of years. I mean, since this team was unceremoniously booted by the Green Bay Packers, all right, it's been a struggle for this Dallas Cowboy football team, all right? And for DeMarvian, it's probably been. I mean, I bet he wants – I mean, look, is it a lot more fun to come to work when you know you're playing versus, okay, I'm going to be in the training room for 8 hours and then just watching practice on the sideline? So I think it's a little bit of both, maybe. Okay. I don't read too much into it because I think Shoddy's done a pretty good job of keeping guys motivated.
Okay.
But I like where your head's at.
You actually want to be in the building, you know. So I know we all going to enjoy this one tonight, but we know we got another one here in a couple of days. So the next one don't mean nothing if you don't take care of this one. So we did. Now it's time to go get the this game, Thursday. Thank y'all.
What's up, Overshone?
What's up, man? You doing good?
Good. So what would you say would be the biggest difference from you bouncing back versus the Raiders first game and then game two here versus the Eagles of kind of that ramping up? Because first game kind of knocking off the dust, rust, and then from game two, what is that jump like?
No, I think it's, you know, playing football, you definitely get more and more comfortable, especially the speed of this game. So I knew, you know, coming out, I was a little rusty, but I also said, you know, after watching the film, like, everything was fixable.
Yeah.
So I knew the second game, I was going to quiet my feet down, you know, really just play within the play.
Yeah.
And then just make the plays that, you know, come to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was the difference between my performance last game and this game. And like I say, I can't thank the guys around me enough, you know, about what they do, making my job easy.
How much different is it, like, having a guy like Quinnen out there, having a guy like Logan right next to you, just the kind of difference of just even last year to this year, kind of the how they're asking you to be used out there on the field now?
I feel like, you know, I'm being asked to be used the same way.
Okay.
That's run sideline, sideline, downhill linebacker. But when you got guys like Q, Solly, Osa, Kenny, you know, all those guys, it's like, that's one of the things when I talk about, they make our jobs 10 times easier because you got to block them, and it ain't going to be a one-on-one block. So, you know, in the game of football, if you got guys that eat up blocks in space yeah. like that, you can be as great as defense if you want to.
And obviously the Raiders win is a big win, but the Eagles one, it hits a little bit different. How much does that put confidence in this locker room that y'all can make a playoff push?
Now, we always about, you know, the next one. So whether it was the Eagles or the Raiders, like, we trying to get the win. You know, we know we can't win two in a row without winning one. So we know we can't win three in a row without winning two in a row. So it's all about stacking them now. We got to attack the week like we did last week. I think we had a hell of a week of practice, so it's going to be the same.
And then, like, as far as, like, your overall health and how you feeling, we know we've been on a snap count kind of since you came back. Is that something that you're working with the trainers and coaches? They said it was a two-week thing, or is it just kind of day by day, week by week, to figure out how healthy you feel out on the field?
It's definitely, I mean, a day-by-day thing with them. Like, I'm healthy. It's just, you know, this guy ain't played football in a long time. Like, who are we to throw him out there and say, you know, forget all the hard work that he's done to get back to here. So it's just about, you know, ramping me up. They've been in the business for a long time, so I'm not going to question, you know, my snap count.
And then I got to ask you, Texas A&M next week, are they winning or are they making it to the college football playoffs? Come on,
man. Look, we in there. I'm in there, Longhorn Nation, stand up, hook them horns all day. We taking the dub.
Yes, sir, appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate y'all. Yes, sir.
Your thoughts?
I love it. And I appreciate, and you and I took the same tack this week where you ask football questions leading up to it. Because when they win, you can ask whatever you want.
Yeah.
You don't have to be careful about how you word things. We played the audio from a few weeks ago after whatever loss it was, and I'm over here. I think it was a Cardinal game, and I'm asking Dante Fowler, so basically, why can't y'all win on defense?
Why are you getting smacked by 20 by Jacoby Brisket?
Your job is to get to the quarterback, and you ain't doing it. How come? But when they win,
as
I mean,
Eberflus is walking by.
You know, I love the, you can ask football questions, and then you can ask something kind of non, you know, game related or whatever it is, and I kind of took the same tack. Well, I did with Logan Wilson and Savone Revel. All right, so real quick, we'll play. This is the OSA audio. Like I said, same kind of situation as Blake. A little bit of a scrum, and then, of course, Fred's going to do what Fred's going to do and get his last three or four questions in before he starts getting mean mugged by the Cowboys PR.
and being the defense that we know we can be. Offense been rolling all year. So we know just getting some stops, giving them the ball back, giving them as many opportunities they can to score, they're going to go get the job done. So being able to do that and have a complimentary team win like this, especially in a comeback like that, I feel like it just speaks to our play style and our character. You know, we're going to be fighting, scratch, claw, every play until this over.
How much did you feel like down 21-0, this was a save this season type?
I mean, we just know it's a whole half of football left. Like we say every week, you can't win the game in any quarter but the fourth quarter. So we just got to believe, keep playing, you know, and we honor an 9-4.
Your sack of Jalen was a huge moment in the game. I know every sack feels good when you make him the play, but how good did that one feel in that moment in this game with everything that you guys have been through?
Definitely feels great. You know what I mean? Be able to help the team win the game and be able to make a game-changing play is awesome. You know, love the guys being able to help out, especially with how hard everybody works and stuff, you know, is dope.
You look like the guy that we all thought that we saw last year ever since Quinnen Williams showed up. Is that a coincidence? Are you starting to get freed up a little bit more, or are just things starting to come together?
Definitely starting to get freed up more, things coming together. And, you know, just appreciating the way he's coming in with the energy, that confidence, speaking life into the defense, into the D-line room. It's very much needed and very much appreciated.
What have you learned from him so far in just the last few weeks?
You know, a lot. He does a great job of playing with extension, getting to the ball, and just, you know, wrecking the game. You know, so he's just seeing that is definitely a lot to learn from in terms of just being able to take my play to a higher level. And then the way he, like I said, speaking confidence into the room and the defense.
It's one thing to win today, but to win the way you did against a team like Philadelphia, you guys hadn't beat a playoff-caliber team all year long. What does a win do like this, and then Kansas City comes to town on Thursday?
Just build a little bit of momentum, you know what I mean? Like I said, with everything that's happened, we're just trying to honor Marshawn. We're taking him with us every step of the way for the rest of the year and so on.
Appreciate you, man.
Yep, appreciate you.
Good stuff there from Osa Digizua. And like I said, he's had nothing but good things to say about breathing life into the defensive line room is what they've gotten out of Quinnen Williams so far.
Much needed as well.
Absolutely. Like he alluded to, definitely needed that. I'll tell you what, the proverbial addition by subtraction, if you will. All right. So we got plenty more audio clips from Blake and I in the locker room yesterday. We'll get to more of those in the 9 and 10 o'clock hour. But as we alluded to in the very first segment, look, Ranger season, it's off season. I understand a lot of folks are saying, hey, are we rebuilding? Are we trying to retool on the fly?
Dude, I'm trying to figure that out myself.
Well, I'll tell you what. Chris Young ships off Marcus Semien for Brandon Nimmo. So a lot of folks are saying, okay, well, what does this mean? You know, because, you know, he's still got 5 years, $100 million left on his contract. What does this mean in the grand scheme of things? We'll ask our friend of the program, Mr. Bitter Mike Babbo of the Picked Off Podcast. Switch gears just a little bit. Get a little Rangers talk in. What's the latest and greatest? And kind of more importantly, what does Mike expect this team to do as far as plugging a few more holes before the 2026 season gets underway? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Talking Rangers next right here on FanUp.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
After Dark. Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark here on 105 Through the Fan. Mavs are down, what, 93-91, 95-91, somewhere in there?
I didn't see.
I saw D'Lo just scored a bucket. My boy Cooper Flagg missed a oop, and that hurts my heart a little bit, but I think they're down two or three.
95-94 heater up. 95-94. 5 minutes left.
Okay, we'll keep you posted on that. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Switch gears for just a smidge. Welcome back to the program. We haven't had him on in a while. In fact, this is his first time here, at least talking to us over the phone in the new digs. You can catch him on the Picked Off Podcast, one of the best podcasts, talking the great American pastime, Mr. Bitter Mike Babbo. And Bitter Mike, glad to have you on. We know Thanksgiving's just a few days away, so I appreciate you taking some time away from your family to jump on with us, talk a little Texas Rangers baseball. And I shot you that text yesterday while we were at the Cowboys game, because the news came across that Marcus Semien, who I've been a proponent of getting rid of for the last two off seasons, so Chris Young, apparently he's a fatty as well. Let the folks at home know, because there's been a lot of kind of, you know, depending upon what side of the aisle you're on, who got the better end of this trade. It seems like it's a salary dump for both sides, but what are the Rangers getting in Brandon Nimmo?
Well, you're getting a very very durable player. He's played over 150 games each of the last 4 years. He is someone who could play a decent outfield. He could play all three outfield positions, but he's played mostly in center and left. The only concern that I have for him is that his sprint speed is getting a little bit slower as the years have gone on. He is younger by 2 years. He'll be 33 by opening day, whereas Semien is at 35. And also, he's going to be cheaper. Nimmo counts about $19.5 million towards the luxury tax, where Simeon was going to cost the Rangers about $24 million. So this is definitely, at least he's, you know, he signed through for five more years, whereas Simeon was only for 3 years. So on the long term, you're paying out more, but you're getting cheaper in the short term. So look, I said this guy's he's versatile. He's a good hitter. He wanted to be a Met for life, but he talked to Jacob deGrom, who was a teammate of his in New York. And after having a conversation with Chris Young, the GM, about where this team was headed, the Rangers were, Chris Young, as well as deGrom, convinced Nimmo that this team is going to build for a championship. And that's what Nimmo wants to do. And so I think in the end, and if you read a lot of the experts as well, they will say that the Rangers got the better end of this deal. Now, Cohen doesn't matter. Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, he's worth over $21 billion. So it doesn't bother him that he's going to be paying a 35-year-old, you know, about $24, $25 million over the next three seasons. So.
Let me ask you this, though, because you mentioned already that, you know, defensively, and that's been the one thing I have noticed just from, you know, looking through Twitter and just reading folks that, you know, defensively, he's, you know, just overall, he's definitely not in the same ballpark, pun intended, as a Marcus Simeon. But, you know, center field and left field, obviously with Noah Dolas coming back, obviously right field's empty. Then you've got left field, well, that's where Wyatt Langford plays. Center field's kind of been a conglomerate of different players. Where do you think Nimmo's going to end up, center or right?
Well, right now they've got him penciled in the center, and I would question that. I think they want to put him in right instead. But I understand why they don't necessarily put him in right field, because center field you got some issues there. Evan Carter, he can't stay healthy, and Wyatt Langford is penciled in to play left field. And so they've got some issues. They've got to find. I think that's one of their holes that they need to plug up in this offseason. Now, if you're looking at center fielders, I would think that they would want to kick the tires on Cedric Mullins. He was a lifelong Baltimore Oriole, and he got traded in the deadline, and so now he's a free agent. Cody Bellinger can still go get it. He played solid left field and center field for the Dodgers. Harrison Bader, if he can ever stay healthy, man, I mean, he is a spark plug. And Mike Yastrzemski can play a Gold Glove type of outfield. It's just he's not the best hitter out there available. And so I think that's one of the places where Chris Young's really going to have to improve it. Now, if they really want to make a splash, they can go out to Cal Tucker, but I don't think they're really going to do that. I don't think they're serious about it.
Do you see this deal more of wanting to get off Simeon and his contract, or trying to go get a guy like Brandon Nimmo?
I think it's more of the former, Blake, really, because I think Simeon, he was out for a good month of the season, and so I think they wanted to get healthier. And let's face it, I mean, Simeon is as great as he's been. He just won his second Gold Glove in 2025. I think that they just wanted to get a little bit cheaper, and maybe they wanted to free up some salary space, because let's face it, they need starting pitching and they need a closer. And I'll tell you, if there's any a year that a team wants to go after pitchers, either rotation wise or closers, this is the year to do it. The list is long. Framber Valdez is out there. Ranger Suarez, Dylan Cease. The list goes on and on. And the closers, I mean, no one's better out there than Edwin Diaz. And the Padres have two guys that are free agents, Kirby Yates and Robert Suarez, because they got Mason Miller. So they're going to let those guys walk. Ryan Helsley, he was a top top trade chit in the 2024 offseason, or 2024-2025 offseason from St. Louis. He went to the Mets. It didn't work out. Now he's a free agent, but he's someone who could be get on the cheap. And so I think that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to free up some salary so that they could really address their pitching needs.
And from what I've heard and read, apparently one of Nimmo's shortcomings is his, and I quote, noodle arm, as far as not being able to get the ball inside, you know, to make throws from the outfield. And we know Adolis Garcia and Simeon both were really good fielders and had good arms. Are the Rangers going to notice that Adolis Garcia fielding drop off to Brandon Nimmo and kind of his arm strength?
Yeah, I think that they're going to have to take care of that for sure, because listen, if anything was proven by the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers, is that defense also wins championships too, because in the end, both of those teams, they rode their defense. Of course, they're pitching, but their defense for sure. And we saw a lot of mistakes, really crucial errors, and fielding boneheaded plays that really cost a lot of teams. The Yankees, they stick out to me for sure. The Reds stick out to me for sure. And so I think that they're going to have to improve that defense. I think there's a shot that they end up putting Nimmo out in left field. I think that's where your weakest arm should be.
Well, apparently Chris Young said they're going to play him at right field.
Well, let's see how that starts.
Right? Okay.
The Astros started to play Jose Altuve out in left field. We know how that worked out.
Yeah, fair enough. One other name that's been bandied about, and look, I'm not saying that, you know, yeah, I mean, look, Marcus Semien is what he is, and of course I think there were some conversations or some scuttlebutt about, you know, what kind of a locker room or clubhouse presence he was as well. That may or may not have factored into it. Corey Seager, we obviously know, you know, he's got plenty of pelts on the wall, World Series MVP. Is he somebody that you could see Chris Young maybe looking at moving as well?
Yeah, if someone's willing to take on that $32.5 million payroll, look, he's still an above-average shortstop defensively, believe it or not. And, you know, if they really want to make a splash, they go after Bo Bichette. Now, Bichette is a below-average defender, but, man, can he hit. And maybe you move Seager over to second base, or maybe you play Bichette over second base. I mean, that's a long shot, but again, the thing that's really preventing Young from moving Seager is that salary.
What about moving him over to first? I know Mike Bacsik, who does color commentary now for the Rangers TV broadcast, and he mentioned this a year ago when he was on The Fan, and I thought it was an excellent idea. And you know, as you get older, obviously, and you know this, I mean, you know, you infielders, and we heard, you know, Brett Boone talked about how, you know, your body does take a beating when you're playing the infield. Corey Seager is a bigger guy. I think he's like, what, 6'3", 200 pounds or something like that.
Yep.
You know, is that something where, and look, Jake Berger, who, you know, came on at the end of last year, but dealt with some different things as far as, you know, A, the move, B, you know, his kid having some issues before the season started. You're thinking, all right, you expect him to have a better year going into 2026. Jock Peterson opted into his $18 million a year player option, obviously, because it ain't like anybody else is going to pay him after that, you know, travesty of a season last year, right? So, you know, I'm not going to say you have a log jam at first base and Berger and Peterson, but, you know, would that be something that they could possibly do? But of course, then at the same time, then you're leaving second base or shortstop open.
Yeah, you really don't want to upset the apple cart in the middle of the offseason by taking away both middle infielders. You need some continuity there. Keep in mind, too, Josh Smith played some first base. And, you know, I remember the game that you and I went to. I think he played first base. He made four spectacular plays out there. And so the guy can actually pick it. I mean, he's a solid defender all the way around. I think he's best served as a utility player. Jake Berger is, you know, he's serviceable. You know, it just depends upon what Seager wants to do. And, you know, he's one of the most, you know, one of the highest tenured players with the Rangers. And so, and the other thing, too, is that you got a new manager here, Skip Schumacher. And the last thing he wants to do is upset, you know, some of his, you know, more senior players by saying, you know what, you're going to play first.
Yeah.
Right? And so you've got to have some continuity there.
I was going to say, I mean, outside of DeGrom and Evaldi, I mean, let's call it what it is. He's the biggest name player left on this Rangers team from that 2023 World Series title. All right, we're up against it, Mike. Overall, but last but certainly not least, just overall, grade the trade.
Oh, I think I'd give the Rangers a B to a B+.
Okay.
And I think I'd give the Mets about a C+.
All right, and Steve Cohen's still filthy rich. Mike, tell the folks at home where they can find your podcast.
Oh, you can find the Picked Off Podcast anywhere you get your podcast, either Apple, Spotify, or Google Play.
Babbo, great stuff from you as always, my friend. We'll be talking on Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Freddie D. Thanks, Blake. God bless.
Always a good time. All right, that's 2 hours in the book, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we will get into some NFL stack. It was a busy week 12 in the National Football League.
Perfect got
plenty
timing.
Of audio, and a 30-year streak finally comes to an end for one woeful NFL franchise. What is it? We'll tell you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.